These are the basic rules in relation to cars. But there are one or two special rules of which we should be aware. Let's look at a greedy employee who had use of two company cars. Or he may have one car himself, but the second car is for a member of his family or household. In this instance, the employee simply has two benefits, each calculated in the same way, i.e. using list price and carbon dioxide emissions. Note that if a car is made available by an employer for a member of the employee's family, it is the employee who will have the benefit, not the family member. Special rules apply if an employee has use of a classic car. A classic car is one that is more than 15 years old and whose market value at the end of the tax year is more than £15,000. If an employee is provided with a classic car, to work out the cash equivalent, we use the market value of the car instead of the list price when new. This rule is to prevent employees having use of, say, a 1940s Rolls-Royce, which would have cost about £100 when new 60 years ago. There are a couple more minor rules about cars which you should be aware of. No benefit will arise if the employee has some incidental private use of a pool car. A pool car is essentially a shared vehicle which is mainly used for business purposes. As long as private use is incidental and the pool car is not normally kept overnight at the employee's residence, no benefit will arise. Many employers have a small fleet of pool cars which are normally kept somewhere on the premises and which are used for business journeys. There is also no taxable benefit when emergency service vehicles used by fire, police or ambulance workers are taken home when on call. From an administrative point of view, employers have to file quarterly returns to the tax office on Form P46 car, giving details of any cars provided to employees in the period. Finally in this session, we will take a look at how we calculate the benefit when an employer pays for fuel consumed by an employee. A separate benefit will arise where private petrol costs are reimbursed. If the employer only pays for fuel for business purposes, no benefit will arise. If an employee is provided with fuel for private motoring, the taxable benefit is identified by using the formula on your screen. The benefit is a flat rate of £18,000 multiplied by a percentage. The percentage is based on the car's CO2 emissions. To calculate the appropriate percentage, we use exactly the same rules as for the car benefit purposes. The rules for employee contributions towards the cost of private fuel are slightly different. No fuel benefit will arise if an employee reimburses the whole of the expense incurred by the employer in providing private fuel. However, if the employee only makes a partial reimbursement, this will have no effect and the benefit will be calculated as above. Therefore, an employee contribution towards the costs of private fuel will not result in a pound-for-pound reduction in the taxable amount, as is the case for other benefits. The fuel benefit will be proportionately reduced if private fuel is not provided to the employee for the whole of the tax year. However, if private fuel is withdrawn and reinstated within the same tax year, the benefit charge will apply for the whole tax year. So it is not possible to opt in and out of the car fuel benefit, for example, during holidays. Ralph is provided with a car by his employer on the 1st of October 2010. The car has a list price of £15,000 and CO2 emissions of 157 grams per kilometre. All fuel costs, i.e. business and private costs, are met by the company. The costs of private fuel amounted to £2,000, of which Ralph reimbursed £750 to the company. To calculate the car benefit, we start with the appropriate percentage. We round the emissions figure down to 155, which gives us an appropriate percentage of 20%. The basic cash equivalent is therefore £3,000. As Ralph was given use of the car part way through the year, we adjust this figure for non-availability. The car was available for 6 months of the year, leaving a car benefit of £1,500. As fuel was provided for private motoring, Ralph will have an additional fuel benefit. The benefit is a flat rate of £18,000 multiplied by the appropriate percentage, which here is 20%. We similarly adjust this benefit as the car was only available for 6 months. The fuel benefit is therefore £1,800, leaving a total taxable benefit of £3,300. No reduction has been made for Ralph's partial reimbursement of private fuel. Note, a reduction would have been made if Ralph had contributed £750 towards the general running costs of the car itself, rather than the fuel directly, provided that this was a condition stipulated by the employer. So, with your newly acquired knowledge of car and fuel benefits, have a go at the following practice question. As with all car benefit calculations, our starting point is the list price, which here is £32,000. We next need to determine the percentage. Eddie's car belches out CO2 at a rate of 223 grams per kilometre. We can round this down to the nearest 5, so the CO2 emissions become 220. If we apply the formula, the relevant percentage comes out to be 33%, giving a basic cash equivalent of £10,560. Eddie made a contribution of £50 per month to his employer for the use of the car, so his benefit must be reduced accordingly. The car benefit for the year is therefore £9,960. If you had stopped here and clicked answer A, the computer would have asked you to try again, as this is wrong. You were told in the question that all of Eddie's petrol costs were met by the company. All here means private as well as business fuel. This means that Eddie will have a fuel benefit. The fuel benefit will be £18,000 multiplied by the CO2 emissions percentage, here 33%, giving a taxable benefit of £5,940. Eddie's total taxable benefit for the year is therefore £15,900. Try another car benefit example. This is quite a tricky one, so think carefully before choosing your answer. Jensen had use of the Volvo for the first 3 months of the year, until he exchanged it for an Audi on the 1st of July 2010. He had the Audi for the remaining 9 months of the year. We will simply calculate two taxable benefits, one for each car, then add them together. We will start with the Volvo, which has a list price of £12,000. We multiply this by a percentage, depending on CO2 emissions. The emissions are 138 grams per kilometre, which we round down to 135, giving a percentage of 16%. From this basic cash equivalent, we must make a non-availability deduction, as Jensen only had the Volvo for 3 months of the tax year. We therefore remove 9/12 of the benefit, leaving a taxable benefit in respect of the Volvo of £480. Jensen's replacement car, the Audi, was available to him for the remaining 9 months of the year, and had a list price of £14,000. Again, we need to find the relevant percentage. The Audi has an emissions level below the baseline of 130. Therefore, the percentage is 15%. However, because the Audi runs on diesel, we must add a 3% supplement, taking the percentage up to 18%. The basic cash equivalent is therefore £2,520. Again, we have a non-availability deduction, this time of 3/12, as the Audi was available for 9 months of the year. The taxable benefit for the Audi is therefore £1,890. Jensen's taxable benefit is these two benefits added together, which comes to £2,370. There is no fuel benefit, because we are told that the company reimburses business fuel only. This was a tricky company cars question. The important thing to remember is that if an employee has two cars in the year, we calculate two separate benefits and add them together. This concludes this module on car and fuel benefits.